Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Hello. Morning.
Hallelujah.
Well, you're struggling once again with technology, aren't you?
No. For once, it's not my fault. You know, your box of tricks has broken down in London and you can't get it mended. So, for once, it's not our fault.
Well, we're trying via Zoom and a range of technology, but let's see how we get on.
Okay, well, we've only got a couple of minutes, so let's just deal with the markets. Pretty bad day on Wall Street yesterday.
Yeah, it was a bad day. Stocks fell to an eight-week low amid warnings from the Federal Reserve on the need for more stimulus to lift the world's largest economy from the coronavirus-induced recession. S&P 500 is down 2.37%. NASDAQ was down 3%. Led by falls in Amazon and Apple. No surprise that's going to set us up for a tougher start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling the FTSE down 50 points, DAX over in Frankfurt down 119 points, CAC calling Paris down 51 points.
Yeah, the big story today is that Rishi Sunak has scrapped his awesome budget and will announce a new job retention scheme later today.
Yeah, expected to set out a new crisis plan today aimed at protecting jobs and rescuing businesses as Britain returns to emergency measures to try and restrict the spread of COVID-19. The winter economy plan will replace the budget. A German-style short hours programme is likely to be introduced, which would top up the pay for workers who return to their jobs part-time. Replace, of course, the furlough programme, which at its peak paid 9 million workers 80% of their wages at a cost of more than £39 billion. Also likely to extend the deadline for new applicants to several state-backed loan schemes until at least the end of November. Further deferrals for VAT payments and cutting employers' national insurance payments. What does that mean, of course, for the public finances? That's going to be the big question around this. National debt recently surpassed the £2 trillion mark for the first time. UK debt to GDP has risen from 83% last year to more than 100% this year.
You still can't beat the old ISDN, can you? You're going to get it fixed soon.
You really can't beat it, can you? This is absolutely terrible, I have to tell you.
Well, the audio's not too bad. It's breaking up a bit, but it's quite clear. Anyway, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 127. Euro dollar coming in at 116.5. You're going to get 1 euro. 9 cents for your British pound this morning.
Well, get on the blood to Uncle Barclay and just get it sorted out for tomorrow, okay?
Have a good day.
Hank Potts from Barclays.